Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Welcome to the Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Today is Friday, April 9th. The time is 10:02 a.m., and we are here in studio, ready for another great day, ready to send you into the weekend, hopefully with a little bit of fun. This is a big weekend coming up, especially in the world of Tennessee sports. Tennessee baseball opens up a big series tonight against Florida at home in Lindsey Nelson Stadium. So, of course, we're going to spend a little bit of time today getting you ready for that game and that series. We'll have Logan Quinton on at 11:15 to get ready to preview this upcoming series as we get ready to kick some ass from the Gators. But otherwise, hey, we got a big show today. Got a fun day planned. My name is Rick Butler. Joined to my left, that is Brandon Orrick. And back behind the booth, the one and only Chance Collins, good morning to you both. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, Rick.
Tremendous. Good to hear. Happy Friday.
Feeling good. Can't complain. It's a nice day outside. It's going to be like
in the 80s.
Yeah. High of 81 today. That's a good day.
That is tremendous. Hopefully you can go outside, get some sun today.
Or you might even say it's very cool.
No, it's not.
It's not cool when you and I say it.
It's very warm.
Yeah. That's how we'll get you, too.
It's okay when he says it.
I know. When you try to say it, it'll get changed. Oh. It'll be something different. I know. You're now starting to walk the same road as I. But either way, if you are, in case you are looking for something to do today, in case you want to get out the house a little bit, maybe get off work early, maybe you want to start the weekend a little bit early, and you can head over to Hops and Hollers. The drive will be at Hops and Hollers today from 3 to 6 p.m., so you can go and hang out with the guys over there. But anyways, you guys excited for the weekend? Any good plans coming up?
Nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy this weekend. Probably watch the Masters a little bit. Who knows what else? Let's see what happens.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Probably a little Masters, relaxation, maybe get out the house, enjoy the weather. Although it's supposed to rain tomorrow, 70%. So we may not even get any Vol baseball tomorrow. Might have to do a doubleheader on Sunday.
Yeah, you never know how those things could get affected. Like with the LSU game, you know, they tried to play a lot, but obviously couldn't finish the game. Baseball's got turf, so that is a little bit of an advantage for the team, maybe not the fans. But yeah, that might also affect the scrimmage tomorrow, which we'll talk a little bit about, get you ready for that, in case you are going to go or in case you are going to watch Tennessee scrimmage, or Tennessee football will be having a scrimmage tomorrow morning in Neyland Stadium at 10 a.m. Gates will open at 9:15. I cannot wait for this weekend. I really, really cannot wait. I'm not going to see a single person. I'm not going to do a single thing. I don't even think I'm going to leave my house one time. So, Brandon, if you're ever home, you're just going to have to put up with me laying on the couch the entirety of the day.
You should get out. It's going to be nice.
No. Absolutely not.
It's going to be nice.
No. Oh, no. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to do anything. I want to wake up on Saturday. I'm going to watch the Masters all day. And then in the afternoon, it's going to end. And at some point, I might take a nice 1 hour nap. And then I'm going to watch WrestleMania on Saturday night. I'm going to go to sleep. Then I'm going to wake up on Sunday and do the whole dadgum thing again. I am so excited. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want anybody to bother me. I don't want to do anything. Oh, I cannot wait. Perfect sports watching weekend. Come and if on. if it rains, oh my God. That is just the sports gods blessing me on this weekend.
A little bit of a double down on that. Don't want to see anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, it's
don't
more.
Don't get it confused.
It's more so I don't want anybody messing with me. This is one of my prime weekends of the entire year. I say that like I have friends that invite me to do things, but I don't. You know, typically it's just Brandon inviting me to do things. So, anyways.
Wow. I guess I'm not a friend.
No, ooh, that's not
harsh.
No, I said friends, plural.
It'd be your own homies.
It's like you're my one friend, you know. Anyways.
Sounds like he's going to have to leave the house this weekend.
Yeah.
Who?
Me.
Brandon. You don't want to see anybody. You don't want to be bothered.
No. That's different. See, that's who I live with. I'm saying.
Backtracking
if
now.
If you have anything that you want to do that does
like
not
Deion
include.
Like Deion Sanders over there with the back pedal. strong prime time.
You guys are getting it twisted. I don't even want to explain it. I'm going to move on. It's because I didn't have anything else to explain. All right. So today. Told you a little bit what the plan is. Talking about the Masters from yesterday. As Justin Rose gets off to an incredible start. Kind of looked like he was playing a different course than everybody else, especially on the back nine. Give you a little bit of an update about what is going on at Augusta. Again, get you ready for the Tennessee scrimmage that will be happening tomorrow at 10 a.m. Talk a little bit about the Tennessee-Florida baseball series this weekend. And anything else that we can find interesting. I know we got a couple stories going on. From around the sports world. We like to hit those a lot on Fridays to talk about some of the maybe weirder things going on this week. We had seen, Chance, this morning that a volcano was on the brink of eruption. Where was this thing?
It's in the West Indies.
Ah.
Caribbean Ocean.
Very cool. They Caribbean said there sea. Was what, magma? It was leaking out of the top, basically?
It was gathering.
Yeah.
It could blow its top at any second.
Wow. Exciting.
It's not exciting. That's terrifying.
Yeah,
just imagine if you were one of the people that lived on the island.
They said that they had to evacuate 16,000 people from the island. And that feels scary because it's like, what are you going to do? You have such limited space already. In case you do have a big eruption. I don't know what size of the island.
It's not very big.
Not cool.
No,
not
cool.
See, that's how you do it.
We got some news on the basketball team,
yeah.
On the basketball front today.
Yeah.
Another player in the transfer portal.
And who might that be?
EJ Anasicki put his name in this morning.
Not surprised. It's probably another processing out. It's probably better if you maybe go somewhere else, get a little more play time. Your skill set might be appreciated more. Not here at Tennessee, though. He didn't do much. We thought that he was going to come in and really give them a presence down low and, you know, be a guy that was going to do all the dirty stuff on the glass.
He couldn't do anything.
He was soft. He couldn't even make a layup.
You know, I got to be totally honest with you. I did not know that news this morning. I had missed it. I had known that somebody had entered the transfer portal, but I had not seen it yet. So my live reaction to that is, man, that was so disappointing of a season last year. I mean, we had expectations that, not I don't think that he was going to come in and certainly take over the team by storm or anything, but really thought that that could be a guy who you fully relied on to kind of muck it up down low, kind of be a strong physical presence down low. But again,
it just never panned out.
No, and it was a lot on the offensive end. You know, I think that there were certainly some offensive deficiencies, and when you go in there and when you get opportunities and you can't put the ball in the basket, it's tough to justify time on the court.
Yeah, I mean it was a disappointment. He did not live up to expectations, at least to
he didn't pan out.
The fan expectations. So I don't know. Move on. Hope opens up another spot. I don't know. It's like we've been talking about this week. It's going to be a completely different look for the basketball team next year.
Oh yeah, much different look. And now you got potential six spots now. If you had Corey Walker too, it's five spots. But if Corey Walker were to go, talking about maybe six open roster spots.
Is there a lot of talk about him going?
No, I think it's just speculation because he didn't play and he's such a coveted recruit coming in and the injury.
I'm still hopeful.
Yeah.
That we can see
what
he's
a big body.
He can play.
6'8", 220.
So right now, all in all, from the team last year, your departures are freshman guard Jaden Springer, freshman guard Keon Johnson, senior forward Eve Pons, sophomore forward Drew Pimber, sophomore guard Devontae Gaines, and what was EJ Anasicki, a senior forward? Senior? Something.
Yeah, he was like a redshirt senior.
EJ Anasicki is now in the transfer portal, and it is disappointing. You know, he had family ties to Tennessee. I think a lot of us certainly wanted him to be great on this Tennessee team. Doesn't work out. Who knows? Maybe in a different year, maybe in a non-COVID year, something might have gone a little bit differently. Maybe it was a difficult transition. But either way, wish you the best on your way out. But certainly hoping that Tennessee can fill that spot now with somebody who can be a little bit more productive off of the bench or just using that spot. Man, that is interesting. Transfer portal continues to grow and continues to be a gigantic party. Don't know how it's all going to shape out, but it's very interesting to see.
Transfer portal's popping.
It's also interesting to see how back only 3 months ago, Barnes and Anasicki both talked about Anasicki wanting to return next year and Tennessee wanting him back and how things change in a short amount of time.
Yeah. So that makes 13 now roster moves in 20 days of the offseason for Tennessee basketball. A lot of things happening, a lot of things, and especially if you blink, you might miss it. That's why you got to stay tuned into the Blitz. That's why you got to stay tuned into Fan Run Radio each and every day as you go about your day, so you're always staying up to date with the biggest news. That being said, we'll go ahead and catch our first break of the day so that we can come in, get this first segment started as we dive into some of the topics today. Again, we got a ton of stuff to get to. Tennessee baseball, Tennessee football, a little bit more on the basketball side of things and the roster, and then we'll expand things out, see what we can find from the professional world. 865-546-8200. That is your number to call in case you want to join the show. Otherwise, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Should shape up to be a pretty, pretty fascinating tournament, how this thing all shapes up.
Yeah, Matsuyama said, quote, "It's my 10th year, but I've never seen the greens so firm and fast."
Wow.
Augusta hasn't had any rain in more than a week as well. So, all the conditions, making it a little tougher on these guys this time around.
So, after the first day, do you you still going with your pick, or you thinking it's going to be somebody else?
Ooh. All right, so my pick was Spieth, and if you're asking me if I could choose behind, or if I could change to door number two or three now?
Yeah,
I'm changing to door number two or three, I think. I don't know, man. All my picks from yesterday are not doing too hot today. I don't know, or all my picks from, I guess, before Thursday did not do well yesterday. I think Spieth is the highest that I had, but again, he only jumped under par because of the eagle on 15 yesterday. And then
he had a good back nine.
The rest of the course.
He kind of, towards the end of his front, he struggled when he got stuck in the pine needles. But
he smacked a tree.
Yeah, that tree. Yeah, he had a pretty decent back nine, though. I'm still going to ride with Spieth and also Morikawa as my two guys because it's very tough to lead day one and to keep that up and play through. I mean, Dustin Johnson did it last year, pretty big lead that he had. Might have been a record. Tiger's done it a couple times, but most of the time the guys, leader on day one, it's very tough for them to keep that the entire weekend. So I'd be surprised if Rose kept that success. But, I mean, he had seven straight birdies yesterday and an eagle.
Yeah, he was on fire in the on the back nine. But I don't know. I don't really expect him to hold on to the lead either.
Yeah, his scorecard on the back nine is a thing of beauty. But I mean, even through three today, he came out and bogeyed the first hole, then came back and birdied the second one, parred the third. So, you know, he's got one of each so far through three holes today. It's going to be interesting to see how these guys rebound, as already you've seen some good scores posted today. Again, you got Weisberger, who's 4-under through 7. You have Leishman, who is 3-under through 5. And you got Justin Rose, who is even through 3, as your leader.
Yeah, I'd say keep an eye on Reed also being right outside the lead, and he's won it there before. I would even say, is it Will Simpson? And he's playing. He's not playing too bad.
Webb.
Excuse me. Yeah, I always want. I have a friend named Will Simpson. That's why I always do that. Webb Simpson. I'd say watch.
Basically
that guy
the same.
Oh yeah, Webb Williams. It's all the same thing. But no, I think the Masters is pretty good so far. I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, they got me. They got me hooked. I'm really fascinated in this. And looking at the last three right now at the to make the projected cut, it will be Koepka, Bubba Watson, and Dustin Johnson. Oh, some big names teetering right there, all sitting at +2, right there around -34.
I like it. It's a good grouping right there.
Yeah, I know. That's fun. But right now, it looks like you would have Mickelson, DeChambeau, Oosthuizen, Anser. You'd certainly have some big cuts.
And your guy, DeChambeau, tees off here in 2 minutes with Adam Scott and Max Homa.
Very nice. Very nice. We need to figure out how to get the game on. Not the game, the tournament on for the rest of the show today. But either way, the green jacket, the coveted green jacket, will be won at the end of the weekend. By who? Well, we will just have to wait and see to find out. But yesterday we got a great game. We got a great round of golf, and today I think we're all expecting another one. As we're already off to a great start today. But that is just a little bit on the Masters right now. We'll keep you updated throughout the show, though, in case anything big happens. Of course. No, people are going to be tracking this all weekend long, so we'll make sure to stick along with it. Hey, come back on this side. Let's hit some Tennessee sports right here in the Blitz. All right, here we go. Back here on the Blitz, 10:32. We got a little Tennessee football to talk about as the team is ready for a scrimmage tomorrow. Got a little Tennessee baseball to talk about as a Florida series begins tonight in Lindsey Nelson Stadium. But first, before we do any of that, we'll go over to the G3 Help Me Hotlines and get a call from Phil. Good morning, Phil. Happy Friday. Welcome into the show. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas.
What's going on?
How much? How are you and the crew doing?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Well, that's good. So we're having a scrimmage tomorrow. What was open practice? How are they going to have a scrimmage if it's open practice?
It's open practice. They had their first scrimmage yesterday.
Yeah, the first scrimmage was yesterday.
Yesterday. They're having an open practice on Saturday. You are correct.
I guess they want everybody to see how bad it is. Feel sorry for them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, apparently the open practice feels, quote from the hype train, is it will allow the team to show who and what we are at this point and connect with fans.
Huh. Hmm. Well, I doubt if I go over. It's way raining, isn't it?
it's supposed to be. Likely, it might get canceled. But yeah, it is supposed to be.
I doubt if I'll go over there either, Phil.
Well, I don't know, guys. Essentially football, until they show me something, I can't get excited at all. I'm just punch drunk from Tennessee football.
I think it'd be better off if they did something like that than they just like televise it on the local stations around here. I mean, more people would probably watch it just from their confines of their home than they go. I'm serious. Like, more people would just watch it. If they put a practice on WBR, WAT, or something like that, WVLT, you know, we'd just sit there. I'd watch it. I'm not necessarily going to go to a practice, but I would watch a practice.
Huh. Well, I was the EJ Inesekia, so I guess he's leaving because he knows he's not going to get any playing time, even though we don't have any post players.
Nothing really materialized for him either.
Yeah, nothing developed. I think if you're looking at what happened this season, if you're EJ and you're kind of looking at what the process looked like last season and looking ahead to next season, nothing really changed throughout the season. And in fact, I think you maybe lost a little bit of trust throughout the season. So, I don't know. It just didn't work out here at Tennessee.
Yeah. They need to get serious about post play, because that's been their biggest, especially since Grant Williams walked off campus. They really, outside of Fulkerson for about a 10-game stretch the year before last, we haven't had any post play.
Yeah, I mean, really, since Grant and Kyle Alexander, since those and Kyle, I mean, he was a good player, but I mean, I feel like he had his deficiencies too. But no, you're right, Phil. I mean, they have to do something down low.
Any scuttlebug on who they're going after post play?
I've not seen anything, but I mean, I'm sure they're working on getting something in there. And I don't know, like we were talking about in the first segment, I'm not giving up hope on Corey Walker either. Hopefully he can get it together and get on the floor this year.
Yeah, it's a kind of a very unknown. You get somebody who's your first recruit, I mean, he recruited real early, and then you don't even play him. I don't get it.
All right, so I know two names that I had seen recently. One of them is one we all know of, Walker Kessler, who I think that Tennessee still could be in the mix for. I think that that's a guy that hopefully Tennessee is in the sweepstakes for, is fighting for, and that could be a guy you could potentially bring over. And then Noah Gurley recently listed his top eight teams who he will be deciding between, and it does look like Tennessee is in that mix. So that's a guy who's 6'8". He's from Furman. So that's a little bit of size right there, who has Tennessee on his radar. But other than that, I don't know any other specific names. I think there's a lot of interest right now. But that's also something you would expect with all these players. You have so many schools who are going to be looking in the transfer portal. Just what I would imagine, talking to a whole range of kids. So imagine you got a lot of guys with a lot of top fives, top eights right now. But Tennessee is in the mix for a good few of them, and a good few of them with size as well.
Well, I'll get a few more of that. James McAdoo out of Charlotte.
Yeah.
He committed to Marquette, and now he's open on the market now. What's he, 6'11"?
Yes.
And then you got Brandon Huntley-Hatfield.
Yeah, Huntley-Hatfield out of, was it PA? Scotland, PA. Yeah, he's the five-star, the number six national player in that 2022 class. Like you said, if he reclassifies, number one as position, number one in the state as well.
And then Fulkerson will probably come back and play. Is that the new rumor? That's what I saw on the phone.
What else is he going to do? Like, I mean, I feel like, you know, the way the season ended, a guy like him who loves Tennessee, you know, hometown kid, he should come back. But why not come back? Maybe even bolster some draft stock that you don't have to maybe get a better look, because, I mean, he can only play overseas or maybe be a low-level G League player.
They may have to put N.J. Thomas in there next year, because, I mean, Kyle Alexander had to play by necessity. N.J. may have thought to play by necessity.
You know,
hopefully he won't.
One other thing to point out that I had seen, I believe it was maybe yesterday or something. But according to Brent Hubbs, he was saying that Justin Powell and Walker Kessler are good friends. That these are two guys who do date back, and they are good friends. That could potentially be an advantage for Tennessee, knowing that Justin Powell, obviously last weekend, did commit to Tennessee.
Now, obviously,
that's not the end-all, be-all. But again, according to Brent Hubbs, they are buddies. They are friends. Maybe, just maybe, that could potentially create a good possibility.
Yeah, and you got Kenny Chandler who can throw the ball time.
Yeah. Hey, anybody in the country right now is looking at Kenny Chandler and saying, hey, I could be friends with that guy.
Yeah, he can get the ball to anybody. Friends. He's gonna make so many guys a lot better. I mean, and that's a thing for Fulke to look at too, I feel like.
That's right. Yeah.
You're going to have a true point guard out there that is going to open up so much. I mean, because the threat of him scoring and just his skills.
Game.
I mean, he might be the best point guard we've seen here in a long time.
I agree. Well, guys, I hope y'all don't get no trouble this weekend.
Hey, Brandon will.
Brandon's going to get in trouble?
Always.
Always.
That's what he does.
Always.
Why is that me?
Troublemaker.
How can somebody in Granger County get in trouble?
Yeah.
Ranger County. You never bring, you know what? You never bring us any tomatoes.
They're not in season.
When they are in season, you never bring
us
any tomatoes.
We've been for a long time.
Never get any of those Granger sweet tomatoes.
Well, I know for one, I know Rick doesn't like tomatoes.
But I do.
Well, okay.
Bring me some good ones.
I can try to bring you some.
I know you know somebody. I know you got a guy.
We needed to, you know what we need to do?
What's up? Huh.
I'm sure that they will have the Tomato Festival this year. We need to take the show on the road.
Oh, the Tomato Festival.
Oh, my God.
Broadcast live from the Granger County Tomato Festival on Friday.
Nice.
Yes.
When do they have that?
Please.
In the fall?
It's toward the end of June, or end of July.
Oh,
end of July.
Tremendous.
The Tomato Festival. That is the end-all, be-all in Granger County, right?
Yeah.
Everybody comes.
Yeah.
Miles away.
And stick around on Saturday morning and watch the Tomato Wars.
Oh, man. They, like, have tomato fights?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's like dodgeball but with tomatoes.
Can we get in that?
What?
Can we enter?
I'm sure you can, yeah.
Does it hurt to get hit by a tomato?
I mean, some of them.
Yeah, I gotta imagine they do.
You gotta get the real, the bad ones, the rotten ones.
Yeah. Can we put Charlie on a stage and have him do some stand-up and then immediately just start hurling some tomatoes like in the TV shows and the cartoons?
Charlie says he's all down for it.
The Granger County Tomato Festival.
I love it.
Organized in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 28th annual one this year. Last year they didn't have it because of COVID.
Yeah, they didn't have it last year.
It was a sad
year.
Time in Granger County. Man.
No virtual tomato festival?
No.
Oh.
This is a two-day event, too.
Yeah. It's usually three. It's Friday evening, all day Saturday, and then Sunday morning to the afternoon.
Mm. They don't like any alcohol there. I'm looking at the rules.
Now it's a family affair. Yeah.
No alcohol, no cigarettes, vapes, cigars, pipes.
None of that. It's a family event.
Yeah.
Bring the kids. Have a good time. The Tomato Festival.
You know, underestimated tomatoes, the big Cherokee, like purple tomatoes. Very underestimated.
Purple ones. I've never had the purple ones.
Yeah. I've gotten some of those. I mean, you're in Granger County. I mean, you get the nice bright red ones.
Are those like PED tomatoes?
The purple ones?
Yeah.
They're probably just like hybrid with something else. Hmm. You know, some other type of seed.
I like fried green tomatoes.
Oh, those are some of the best. I do too. I love a good fried green tomato.
Mm.
Wow. I'm pretty intrigued with this tomato festival. There is a lot to do. I'm just going through the website right now.
I am starving now. That made me hungry, and I don't even
little,
like tomatoes.
Little trait. Oh, here it is. The Tomato
Uh-oh.
Wars.
Uh-oh.
All money raised by Tomato Wars will go to Yoke. That's cool. Yoke
Very
helps
nice.
Transform communities by mentoring middle school students, equipping young leaders, engaging local churches, and enriching local schools.
You know, I'll tell you, I actually did that one time. I did it in the Central High School
you
area.
Did?
And it's a great organization. Great nice. People there involved. Goes to a good thing.
Wow. I wonder if there's videos of this Tomato Wars.
Oh, I'm sure you can find them somewhere.
I'm sure Brandon might have some videos. Can you get us signed up? Can you get us the hookup for the tomato? We will be one of the headline acts, if you will.
Oh, man, this is awesome. They just put, like, big barrels out there of tomatoes.
Yeah.
it's like paintball, but with tomatoes on steroids. Everybody's wearing white tees.
Yeah, you get hit, you're out.
Oh, wow. And you know when you get hit, I bet, if you're all wearing white, too.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. This is something we got to do. I feel like we have to get in the tomato war. I've never seen so many tomatoes.
Wow. That is something. Hey, by the way, checking into the Masters scoreboard, Justin Rose has hit a bogey since we last talked about
it. Oh, we got hit in the face. Oh, he got hit in the face with a mater.
Did he go down?
No.
Oh.
He got popped, though. He got
with
popped.
A mater.
With a mater. This guy, he looks like.
Toe mater from Cars.
And you get medals.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why have you never told us this?
I've told you about the Tomato Festival before. I know I have.
Mm. Sandbagging Brandon.
All right, here we go. Back here on the Blitz, 10:47 a.m. And checking in with a little Major League Baseball. Already not even that far into the season, just maybe about, what, a week and a half into the season? We have one of the more controversial endings that we will likely have all year. I love that it's happening already off the bat. This was a fun one to talk about last night. But before we give you all the details into one of the more controversial endings in Major League Baseball, got to tell you that this conversation and this hour of the show is brought to you by...
Brought to you by our friends over at FanDuel. And we are so excited that baseball is back. Love this time of year. Beautiful weather. An ice cold, refreshing beverage.
Yeah.
And a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You heard me right, risk-free. You'll get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back every single day if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is easy to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique and fun bet types like the same game parlay, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of each and every game. And when you win with FanDuel, they pay out your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with promo code BLITZ to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BLITZ. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Yeah, a couple of matchups today. Yankees at Rays kicking off at 3:11. I like the Dodgers and the Nats today. I'd actually take the Dodgers to go ahead and get that. Sorry, Charlie. Your guy's been on a...
Well, I mean, we don't have, like, the bottom half of our order or a starting pitcher to throw today.
Easy money.
It's a good bet.
It's a good bet. Be like me. I won a little bit of money on baseball yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little parlay.
Yeah, you did.
I like it. Who'd you take?
White Sox.
Good one.
Cubs and Twins.
Nice.
Very nice.
Brandon.
I took two of the three. I didn't feel good about the Orioles, and it's a good thing that I changed because Red Sox won.
It's teamwork.
I'm going to need some more today.
Plenty of baseball for you all day.
So going back to yesterday's games, one of the more interesting stories that came out of the world of Major League Baseball will take you over to the Mets in the Marlins game. Bottom of the ninth, 2-2, bases loaded. One of the craziest things I have seen, especially this year so far, Jeff McNeil tied earlier
Conforto.
In the game.
Yeah, Michael Conforto is a cheater.
See, at Conforto.
He's not a cheater.
Those no good cheating Metropolitans.
Yeah, Conforto at
he
the plate.
He leaned into it, Brandon.
I don't care.
Hold on. For everyone else.
A 1-2 count. The pitcher throws it, comes on the outside of the plate, starts curving a little bit inside. Conforto's at the plate, hits the elbow. Remember, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, 2-2. He gets hit by the pitch. Advances to first.
A
walk-off hit by pitch. But the conversation after immediately was, A, is this even legal? And B, did he maybe lean into the pitch? I can say this in regards to should it have been called. According to Rule 505, that states that a batter is entitled to first base when he is hit by a pitch unless the ball is in the strike zone when it touches the batter, or the batter makes no attempt to avoid being touched by the ball. If you've seen the video, then you can judge for yourself.
He's very Howard Dorn.
It was
from
a
major
strike.
League.
Like it was. It wasn't even like it was an inside like ball
in
that
the
like get
you
out of the
see
way.
Him.
Of. It was going to be strike three in the inning, go to extras.
Nice, he's a lefty,
but he's a cheater.
He's Howard Dorn from Major League. When Dorn gets hit, they say, Dorn, go take one. And then he gets, and he gets hit in the back. That's who he is. He's Howard Dorn.
What was that noise you're saying?
That's what he does. You know what I'm talking about. You remember Major League. Dorn goes down.
Don't care. You know what?
You guys cheat.
You know what the bottom line is, Chance?
What?
The Mets won.
You know what the bottom line is, Brandon?
What?
You're still going to be like a 500 baseball team.
No, we're not. No, we are not.
You gotta cheat to beat the Marlins when they're at the end of their rotation.
I saw one. There's been plenty of memes about it. It's like Michael Conforto. I was trying to get out of the way, and then what's the woman Agatha?
Yeah, the wink.
I was trying to get out of the way. Wink. Even your broadcasters were mad about it.
I don't care.
Your own Homer broadcasters.
I don't care. At the end of the day,
what would Frank the Tank think, Brandon?
You know what Frank the Tank said, Charlie? When? Exactly my thoughts. I am so happy they didn't overturn it, because if they would have, there's no doubt in my mind the Mets would have lost that game. So, I'll take the win.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love when games are controversial. So much fun.
You know what? I'm not blaming Michael Conforto. Blame the umpire.
Yeah.
Don't blame the Mets. Don't blame Michael. Blame
somebody's
the umpire.
Somebody's going to ear hole him for that.
I don't care.
He should.
The ref afterwards did come out and acknowledge that he made the wrong call, which I feel like doesn't happen often in sports. He came out and said, quote, that guy was hit by a pitch in the strike zone. I should have called him out.
Yes.
Straight up. So should've you're right. If the call was reversed,
the ump,
it not just would have been a redo or back to the plate or something like that. It would have been an out. The game is ending no matter what on that play. Hey. Yes, that's your team. Relish in the victory. It's human error. If we like to say that we want to keep some aspect of human error in the game, then we have to be okay with moments like this. You got to be like, you know what? It's just a crazy story in the end. It's human error.
You know what? You're right. I am okay with this because I appreciate human error in that element of the game.
I was telling that to
look
Brandon.
Look who's changing their tune.
It's like, you look at, there's a lot of people out there who say that they appreciate a little human error, but then we'll get mad at every single thing like this, and you got to let something slide if that's going to be your stance. This is one of the situations.
If the Nats stuck an elbow out there to get a win, I would be, screw you guys, we won. So I understand, Brandon.
Dude, it's like Eddie Guerrero. Lying, cheating, stealing, doesn't matter. You do what it takes to win.
Here's your guys, Ron Darling and Keith Hernandez on the call. It hit Conforto. He made no effort to get out of the way. It was a strike, but he didn't move. Why have replay?
I mean, I know. I mean, I know. I mean, I was listening. I wasn't listening to the TV broadcast. Yeah. I was listening to Howie Rose. But, I mean, they had the same reaction.
So, although I had that same reaction.
I don't care.
I actually had to go back and look this up. It says right here, under replay rules, a call on whether a pitch is in the strike zone when it touches the batter and whether the batter attempts to avoid is not reviewable.
I'm saying, why we got replay?
It's a bang-bang call. Man, what a crazy situation. Hey, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two is on deck. We're going to start with a little Tennessee baseball, lead you into a call with Logan Quinton, getting ready for Tennessee and Florida from Knoxville this weekend.